Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Peter, I'm quite stressed out about the maths exam this Friday. I'm afraid I'm going to do very badly in it, and I don't know what to do.
Oh no, that sounds worrying. Why are you so stressed about it? Is maths not your strong point, Joanna?
Actually, I'm pretty good at it. It's just been a hectic week. I've had basketball practice the last two evenings because we have a tournament coming up soon.
Oh, that's right. I was planning on going to watch that, actually. Well, have you studied for the exam yet?
No, that's the problem. It's in 2 days and I've got more basketball practice tonight. I was planning on studying really hard tomorrow night.
I suppose that's better than nothing. But you really should look over the material tonight. It's not a good idea to leave it all until the last night. But I'm sure you know that already.
Yes, I totally agree. I just don't know how to fit it in. Maybe I'll have a look at dinner time if I'm not too tired. That's another thing. After a long day at school and then basketball practice, I'm too tired by the time I've got a moment to study.
Well, you said you're good at maths, right? You probably won't fail the exam. I'm sure you've been paying attention in class, haven't you?
Oh yes, I follow the lessons without problems. I'm not at all concerned about failing. I want to get an A. When I said I would do badly in it, I meant that I might only get a B. You know how I am. I'm a bit ambitious.
Well then, you need to make time to study. I'm taking a maths exam too, you know. I'm sure it won't be exactly the same since I'm in a different class, but we're covering the same material. Unfortunately, my teacher has a reputation for difficult exams.
It sounds as if we both need to do some studying then.
If you like, I could come to your house tomorrow night and we could study together.
That's a good idea. Do you mind meeting round 7:30? That'll give me an hour to eat my dinner and rest a bit first.
Okay, great. So, see you then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Peter, I'm quite stressed out about the maths exam this Friday. I'm afraid I'm going to do very badly in it, and I don't know what to do.
Oh no, that sounds worrying. Why are you so stressed about it? Is maths not your strong point, Joanna?
Actually, I'm pretty good at it. It's just been a hectic week. I've had basketball practice the last two evenings because we have a tournament coming up soon.
Oh, that's right. I was planning on going to watch that, actually. Well, have you studied for the exam yet?
No, that's the problem. It's in 2 days and I've got more basketball practice tonight. I was planning on studying really hard tomorrow night.
I suppose that's better than nothing. But you really should look over the material tonight. It's not a good idea to leave it all until the last night. But I'm sure you know that already.
Yes, I totally agree. I just don't know how to fit it in. Maybe I'll have a look at dinner time if I'm not too tired. That's another thing. After a long day at school and then basketball practice, I'm too tired by the time I've got a moment to study.
Well, you said you're good at maths, right? You probably won't fail the exam. I'm sure you've been paying attention in class, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I follow the lessons without problems. I'm not at all concerned about failing. I want to get an A. When I said I would do badly in it, I meant that I might only get a B. You know how I am. I'm a bit ambitious.
Well then, you need to make time to study. I'm taking a maths exam too, you know. I'm sure it won't be exactly the same since I'm in a different class, but we're covering the same material. Unfortunately, my teacher has a reputation for difficult exams.
It sounds as if we both need to do some studying then.
If you like, I could come to your house tomorrow night and we could study together.
That's a good idea. Do you mind meeting round 7:30? That'll give me an hour to eat my dinner and rest a bit first.
Okay, great. So, see you then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.